This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2. This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
So here we are again, yet again, at the beginning of a new year. And we have this small window of opportunity before life ramps back up into full gear to reflect on our lives and our purpose, to pause for a moment and think and maybe implement some small changes for 2017. Carl Faze is a well-known Christian communicator, leader and social commentator, and I've got him on the line. G'day, Carl.
Hey, Katrina. Happy New Year. It's great to chat to you.
Yes, Happy New Year. Are you someone who really believes in New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, well, I do, because I do them every year. I have done for lots of years. But I think the trouble with New Year's resolutions is that we kind of treat them a bit glibly, you know, a couple of ideas that we might do sometime in the future, maybe. And that's not particularly helpful. So we've got to find ways of doing them in a way that actually helps us out.
Okay, so how do you personally regain focus for a new year?
Well, there's a few things. I mean, I think the beginning of the year is a great time to stop and reassess. And as you just said in the introduction, we've got a bit of extra time. So my first thing would be to take some time. You know, somebody who follows Jesus, pray about it. I mean, and also do it across a number of areas. I mean, think through all the areas of your life, not just, you know, your weight and your fitness and your
mindset. Yeah, we always go there, don't we? Yeah.
No, but they're the most obvious things. But what about your relationships with other people? What about your family life? What about your intellectual life, or your even the spiritual part of who you are? Think about setting goals in each of those areas rather than just focus on the obvious.
That's a really good tip, because I know in past years I've thought, oh, I should read some more books. Well, I'm doing that now, so I'm not worried about that anymore. But as you said, for me it's always, oh, I should be doing some exercise. I suppose we look at the things we feel guilty about.
Yeah, but what we need to do is to kind of look at our lives broadly. We're made up of all sorts of different parts of our lives, so kind of look across them. And I think the other thing in this, Katrina, is try and be specific. Let's just say you're a mum and you're a great mum, and there's lots of mums listening, and what mum wouldn't say, I want to be a better mother? But the question is, at the end of the year, if you go, okay, this year was I a better mother, how would you know?
Yeah.
So the thing to do is to go, so what would I look like to be a better mother?
Okay.
Time with my children, reading some books. So be really specific about what you mean. I want to be closer to God. Well, what does that mean? I want to have a better relationship with my husband and my wife. What does that mean? So try and kind of make it specific, so you're actually almost looking at the parts of a goal rather than just the idea.
So it starts with asking the right questions, really,
yeah.
Doesn't it? What are some good things, do you think, to ask to prioritize our time and our lives better then?
Well, I mean, I think in the process is to kind of go, okay, exactly what you said, I want to read more books. I want to say, if I want to be kind of closer to God in my life, I have a deeper spiritual life, what does that mean? Well, it might be spending some time on my own reading the Bible. It might be making sure I'm at worship. It might be making sure that I'm connecting with other people who believe the same things that I do. So in other words, you kind of put it in small chunks. In other words, if you just say, I want to be a better mum, at the end of the year, you're never going to know whether you are. But if you ask the question, what do I think a better mum is? And if I don't have an answer, I really should find out the answer. Mm. Then really be specific. And I reckon the other thing in all of this, Katrina, is check how you're going. Because if the next time you look at your goals is in December 2017, there's a very good chance not much has happened.
Yeah.
But if you kind of go, you know, everybody's got, you know, smartphones and diaries on their phone, we'll just put a reminder in once a month, once a quarter. And when you, write your goals down, write the resolutions, the things that you'd like to change. And then when it reminds you once a month, once a quarter, because this is what I do every month, read them through and say, so how am I going?
Okay.
So in other words, constantly check up on yourself. And even in your reading, Katrina, how do you know that you're reading the books that you want to? Well, write down the books that you've read.
Yeah,
sure. In other words, make a goal. I want to read 5. I want to read 10. I want to read 20. Get a piece of paper and put numbers 1 to 20 and fill them in over the year. It's a really good way to know whether you're reading what you'd want to read or not.